Then all of a sudden you come into work this morning, you're getting dive bombed in your backyard now.
Yeah, so let's correct this. So my husband cut the grass on Friday.
Oh, sorry, right, your husband
and
did,
he
yeah.
He texted me and said, Candy, we have a problem. Like, we got to watch the dogs
on?
Because he is getting dive bombed in the backyard while he was cutting the grass
yep.
from the crows.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, maybe, I'm not sure. Just leave it. It'll be
fine. Don't mess with crows, though, huh? They're scary. Crows frighten me.
Then on Saturday, we're sitting outside and we had our dogs out there and I actually witnessed it for myself.
Uh-huh.
My dogs went to the back of my yard and they were literally getting dive bombed. And my daughter's swing set and trampoline is at the bottom of the yard, so she goes down there to play. Well, then she starts getting dive bombed.
Yeah, see, that's nasty.
Okay, what's going on? So we walk down there. Well, Danny, we found a baby crow.
Oh no.
So I guess what happened is the baby crow fell out of the nest. And it's a pretty high up tree. And the crow is in our backyard still currently now.
Like how long of a fall was that?
Oh, at least 30 feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a big evergreen tree. So the crow has made its little, it's in the little corner and it's there. And anytime you go around it, the moms and dads are just squawking at you.
Yeah, okay,
but
that's
this bird
why.
Can't fly. And I don't know what to do at this point. We have Googled it all weekend. It said to bring it some wet dog food, which I did. It took it off of a wooden spoon.
Crows eat wet dog food.
Yeah, they said to feed baby crows wet dog food. That's what the Google said. So I did a little bit. And I put some bird seed there and it has ate it. But it just can't move. So like we all are in a rotation. We go every hour and check on it, including Emmy. And I don't know what to do at this point. I don't know who to call.
Have you thought of some cutlets, chicken cutlets, some pasta shells?
No, it's a baby crow.
All right, that's
fine. It's cute, and I don't think it would eat chicken cutlets.
Yeah. Oh, listen, do you want to try this? Our phone line is ringing. Do you think this is?
I need help at this point.
Let's try. I don't know if this is a phone call related to this. I hope someone's probably, hi, are you doing lotto yet? Hello, good morning.
Hello, Danny.
Hi, are you calling about the crow and the dive bombing?
Yes, I am.
Can you help Candy?
Yes, I absolutely can.
All right. What's your name, by the way?
It's Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. Okay, what's your advice?
Okay, those little babies didn't fall out of the nest. They're supposed to fall out of the nest. They're called fledglings now. Once they go out of the nest, they never return. And don't feed them. Mom and Dad are doing all that work.
That's why you're getting dive bombed, because you're feeding them pasta shells and cutlets.
And you're near their babies, so stay near their babies. They're just warning you that they don't like you near their babies.
Yeah.
But it's in my backyard.
I just learned this myself not too long ago, that once the birds, come out of the nest, they never go back in the nest again. But they stay on the ground for quite a long time, and Mom and Dad take care of them. That's why you hear them a lot.
So that would answer the reason. If you're in your backyard, they're just trying to protect the baby, obviously.
They're
trying
to protect their babies, yes.
At what point does ownership go back to Candy so she can actually enjoy her backyard? How long does this process take?
That I'm not really sure about. Like I said, I just relatively stumbled on this myself not too long ago because I was kind of having the same issue. So I did a lot of Googles.
Yeah.
Googling and find out. This is what they are. They're called now called fledglings.
Fledglings.
And they'll be on the ground for quite a while. And, just give them their space and Mom and Dad will take care of them. And they'll be gone. And, the other thing is, too, I'm not sure if they're baby crows because they might be what they call I think it's a grackle. No, I'm not a bird expert. They actually have more of a blue head. And a black body, so...
This one's all black.
Okay, that's fine. Then it's probably a crow then, but that's what's going on there. The baby didn't fall as the nest.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better.
It was all done on purpose, so...
Well, Vicky, you have been very helpful this morning, and you said you're not a bird expert. Well, you certainly sound like one.
Well, thank you so much. I have been enjoying the birds a lot lately, so...
Yeah.
And watching them. We've got a lot of bird feeders, so it's been a lot of fun just doing that. But, I'm no bird expert, but the naturalist or the bird experts.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you for your thoughts and your advice, and we appreciate it.
Yes, you're so welcome. Okay. It's my pleasure. Glad to be a help.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. There you go. How nice is that?
That was great.
See, we always say you learn something new every day. So, Candy, here's the deal. Don't feed it wet dog food.
I won't. want my backyard back, though.
Candy was prepared to serve up like a buffet this afternoon. Anyway, well, there, I know you want your backyard.